We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Tesama Beis, and we're beginning Mamash on top of the Omid Meisve. We just learned Abaye said, Kol Moedim, Abaye said that Kol Moedim means even Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that knowing about the Lav and not knowing about the Karas. Rabbi Yochanan holds, you know about the Lav when you do Raveir, you don't know about the Karas, you call the Shayin. So what about Shvua? A Shvua Shekel, which has a Lav and a Karban. So you knew about the Lav, but you didn't know about the Karban. Is that called a shoygeg or not? It says Rabbi Yochanan agrees. There, it's not called shoygeg; it's called a mezid. Why? Because a shoygeg on a carbon is not enough. Only mumbas holds a shoygeg carbon is enough. But Rabbanon, even if Rabbi Yochanan holds not enough, even though here is no karis, so maybe shoygeg, maybe the carbon is makom the karis. Still, there's no din shoygeg on a carbon. Mezve asher kasha ezu shugas shvuas bitul shavar. Until now, we're talking about a shvua that's lahaba. Which means I said I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat. But let's say someone said I ate or I didn't eat. A shvua like that. She'im oma yedeya ani shvua zua sura, ava ein yedeim chavim karmer loy chayiv. Because it's not possible to have every shvua, the only time you chayiv a carbon is for the shoygig. Now, how's it possible a shoygig? You say, you know, I ate, I didn't eat. If you forgot that you ate and you made a shvua that I didn't eat, that's not called a shvua that you chayiv a carbon. Why? Because you know you didn't remember that you even did that. That's called, there's a special meat called Adam B'Shua, that a Oynis is not Chayiv and Shua. So if you say, I made a Shua, you know, I didn't eat. I never ate pizza yesterday. And meanwhile, you ate pizza, you just forgot. That's not called a Shua. So what is a Shua's Bitul Shavar? There's a man in the Yom that makes a drasha that shows such a thing as Shua's Bitul Shavar. So what is the case Shua's Bitul Shavar? So it has to be the cases that Shaygi was, that he knew that it's Aser, and he said he ate pizza yesterday, and he said, I didn't eat pizza. He knew it was also to say that. But he didn't know it was chayiv a carbon. That's the case where you chayiv a carbon shvua. Because it's a shaygig. You didn't know about a carbon shvua. So either sugar shvua is bitul sha'avar. That goes back, past tense. Like that I eat or didn't eat. Shem amay yedeh anish shvua zuha surah. But ain't them chayiv a carbon. That's a case of aloi. That's a case of shaygig chayiv. So what do you see? You see that everyone agrees that a shoygig and a carbon is enough, because the Bryce says that's the case, shvuas bitul shava. And for the Gemara, no, how many mumbas he? This Mishnah's mumbas, who holds that you could be chayiv just a shugas carbon alone. Not knowing that carbon is enough, it's mumbas. If you're a Rabbanon, then what will be the case of shvuas shava? So Rashi, that the Rabbanon will hold that there is no such thing as bitul shava. Staka machlekes tanoim there. And they'll hold, like Rabbi Shmuel, in Masechta Shvuas, that you're only chayiv Shua on the Asid, but not on Avar. Only on the what's going to happen, but not something that happened. That's what the Rabbanu will hold. Is such a thing as Shua Sha'avar. There's another Lashon. Just try to read it. Rashi brings it down. Rashi maybe has a kash on it. But Lishna Achrina, Mani Ilim Mumbaz Pshita. If it's Mumbaz, it's Pashit. Hash to B'chol Torah, the Lav Chiddushu, all other Karbonis and all the Torah, it's not a Chiddush, it comes Makom Karis. And still, you say that's enough to be a shaygig. Om a shugas carbon shma shkaga hacha the chiddushu here by shvuas that there is no karas lekalshkin. Of course, it's called a shaygig and not knowing the carbon. So it can't be mumbaz. It'll be pashut elalav rabboni. It must be rabbanon tufta da abaya tufta the kasha on abaya. So if it is girsa, there's a taka a kasha on abaya, and we're actually slogging up abaya from this brisa because it can't be mumbaz because it's pashut. So Rashi has a kasha on this, and Rashi tain is that it shouldn't be so pashut because there is a dinner adam b'shvua, and the chiddush of Mishnah B is that the only time it's shayich to have a carbon on avar is only if you didn't know about the carbon. So it'd be chiddush even for mumbaz. That's why Rashi doesn't like this pshat. That's why it's in parentheses. So to more avaita, for ama abaya, another halacha. The halacha is that if someone eats truma b'shoygeg, he is chayiv karen v'chaymish. He has to pay back the koyin a keren and a chaymish. He has paid a principal plus a fifth. That's the halacha. But a mezid does not bring a chaymish. But there is a mezid. It's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So now what's called a shaygig and what's called a mezid? So if I'm a abaya, kol moed metruma, she'ein chayav m'lo chaymish. You're not chayiv a chaymish. Chaymish is only chayiv when you're a shaygig. So it means you're not a kol a shaygig. She'ein chayav m'lo chaymish, at yishkiv lav shabba, until you forget about the lav to eat truma. But if you know about the lav, you just don't know about the misa, that would not be enough. That would not be enough to be called a shaygig. So I call moed the man. It can't be. It has to be Rabbi Yochanan. Komoidim Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Pshita, Kiyon Rabbi Yechanan, Hechid a chorus. Hechid like a chorus, loy, like what's the Havamina? Rabbi Yechanan only said that, forgetting that chorus called Shoigig. Who said, here, what you, of course, if you didn't forget about the lav, what makes him into a Shoigig? What makes him into a Shoigig? So I said, well, no, my own time, Mista Mountain Chorus, or Medas, maybe Mista Shanai's Mountain Chorus. Maybe if he gets at the Misa, should we call a Shoigig? I mean, Chayiv. A Choymesh, Kamash Malah, no. And Rav Amar, Taka Agus, Rav Amar, Misa Mokam Chorus and Medas, but Choymesh Mokam Karvin Koy. Zokt Rava, no, Misa is Mokam Chorus. And if you forget about Misa, according to Rav Yechanan, according to Rabbanon, the halacha will be that you'll be called a Shoigig. That's what Rava says. And Rava adds on a few more words. He says, "V'choymish makam carbon," and it could be this would mean that if he mumba as a whole that a carbon, forgetting about carbon is enough to be a shaygig, it could be if you forgot about the choymish, it would also be enough. It's makam carbon, and it could be enough if you forgot about the choymish to be called a shaygig. So at kan the Gemara with mumbas and the Rabbanon. Now the Gemara is going to go into another sugya that has shaychus here because we're talking about people who forgot about Shabbos and they did averus. So we're talking about a whole different case where a guy's in the midbar and he lost track of time. In those days they had no cell phones or nothing. He's in the midbar, he lined up in the desert, and he forgot when Shabbos is. And that's what our Gemara will discuss. And it's actually a siman in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Dal. They call it Shin Dal Mem. At the end of Chelek Gimel in Mishnah Berurah, there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch about this sugya. Amrav Huna. Someone was on the way or in the desert. He doesn't know when Shabbos is. He possibly lost track of time. He has no idea what Shabbos is. So Rav Huna says, what you do is, from when you figure out you don't know what's going on, you count 6 days, then you keep the seventh day for Shabbos. And we'll see soon that, of course, it means you can't do malacha every single day because today might be Shabbos. And you can't go bust a roiv and say, Shabbos is only 1 out of 7, so every day I go bust a roiv and say it's not Shabbos, because there's an idea called kol kavua kemechza mechza. Something that's kavua is mechza mechza, and a day is something that's called kavua, like avidus, and there's no din to go bust a roiv, it's kol kavua mechza mechza. So every day you have to worry about it, it's Shabbos, and we'll see, now I'll do malacha only for pekuach nefesh. Now the Gemara's question is, which day should I make into my Shabbos? Because you have to remember there's something called Shabbos. So first man the Yama says, moina shisha yamim, you count 6 days, and then the seventh day will be Shabbos. You know, you woke up, today, that it's, I don't know what day it is. I count today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then the seventh day is Shabbos. That's what Rav Huna says. Chiyah barava, Masham Yemechad, you keep one day Shabbos, and then when Shish, then you count 6 days. Rashi speaks out that if you remember today, in the middle of the day, let's say, today's Thursday, if you remember on Thursday, that I don't know what day is, I can't count Thursday today as Shabbos, because I read the Malacha, so I'll count tomorrow as the first day of Shabbos. Or whatever, Malacha made the wrong word. I didn't keep today for Shabbos yet. Wasn't kept for Shabbos. I start tomorrow. Because I start the first day possible. So that's what Chiyah Rav says. Masham Yemechah Moina Shisha. Maika Mifi. What's the Machloikis Chiyah by Rav and Rav Huna? Ma'asavah Kabriyos HaShoylem. Kepir to Briyos HaShoylem. Ma'asavah Kodem Rishon. One man named also Adam Rishon. Brias Zoylam started, 6 days, then Shabbos. Adam Rishon was created right before Shabbos. The first full day he had was Shabbos. So Chiyah Barav holds he compared to Adam Rishon. Rav Huna holds he compared to Brias Zoylam. Meso Avakasha says in the Brice, so him halt with Derech many day in Mr. Shabbos. He's walking in the street and he doesn't know, walking in the Derech. He's on the way in the desert. He doesn't know when Shabbos is. You keep one day Shabbos for 6 days of weekday. So it sounds like after 6 days of weekday, you keep one day of Shabbos. Shabbos Yemecha, Lish Shisha. After Shisha, you do one day. My love, Moina Shisha, Mashabbos Yemecha. It's a Kasha and Chiyah Barab. So we're all like, no. What it means like this, Mashabbos Yemecha, the Moina Shisha. When it says Mashabbos Yemecha, Lish Shisha, means you keep one day, and then you do another 6 days. Break the Gemara, then if that's the case, Yochim, Mashabbos Yemecha, Lish Shisha, Mashabbos Yemecha, the Moina Shisha, Mabayle. Yemecha, Lish Shisha means you count one day for the six. If you wanted to say like Chiyah Barav, it's saying Mashabbos Yemecha Rumay Neshisha. Mabayle, that's what you say. Va'oi, the first surprise is not like Chiyah Barav. Va'oi, Tanya, Hoi Ma'ach Badarach Yemidbar, Ve'i Day, Mr. Shabbos, you don't know when Shabbos is. Mo'i Neshisha, you count 6 days. Mashabbos Yemecha, you keep one day of Shabbos. Shufta, the Chiyah Barav, Shufta. Chiyah Barav is up geschlocked. You see, Claude, what you do is you first count 6 days, then you keep Shabbos. Now I'm going to go into more details what you do. Amar Rav, every day you only could do what's 100% needed for that day for Bekuach Nefesh, to live. Bar Mahu Yoima. Besides for the day that you make Shabbos, you designate a Shabbos, that day you can't even do Bekuach Nefesh. Frank the Gemara, what are you talking about? Bahu Yoima Lemus, that day you should die? So tomorrow, the other mass must stay upon us. You'll do on your, you know, quote unquote Friday, your sixth day, you'll do, you know, what you need for the next day. Frank tomorrow, don't ask for Shabbos. You can't do that. Maybe that Friday was Shabbos. You don't know what Shabbos is really. You can't do that. Talking about, you're right. I'll call you every day of the 7 days. You do what you need for Kuch Nefesh. I feel who you aim. Even the day you designated as Shabbos. Who you aim? So how do you designate Shabbos if every day you do the same malacha? That day you'll make Kiddush and Avdallah. And Rashi explains only the Zichkarim ba'alma. So you have a day that's different. You shouldn't forget Shabbos. Really, every day you chayshes Shabbos. So every day you're only doing for Pekuach Nefesh. But you have to designate a day for Shabbos. Why? Because you don't want to forget there's something called Shabbos. So you designate one day and you make Kiddush of Avdallah that day. I got the Achrayim asked that why do you have to make Kiddush of Avdallah every day if L'chayra Kiddush is Deraisa and every day is Safek Deraisa? So one of the truths they say is that you can't make Kiddush or Avdallah unless you know for sure it's Shabbos. If it's a Safek Shabbos, it can't make Kiddush and Avdallah. But like upon him, here Rashi says you make Kiddush of Avdallah as a Karim Ba'alma to remember something called Shabbos. Tysus, you have to speak out of this Tysus. The bottom Tysus here speaks out the important thing. He says that even though every day you only allowed to do Kedei Panasasa, which means Pekuach Nefesh, but you all allowed to walk and even out of your Tchum every day. Why? He says, because if not, I'm never going to get to my place. If every single day I only take care of Pekuach Nefesh, which means I have to stay where I am and just, you know, eat the food and just look for food maybe, then I'm never going to get to my destination. So he says, you're allowed to walk as much as you want every single day, even though you're going out of the Tchum until you get to the Yishuv. That you're allowed to do. That Tosfos speaks out. Okay, so tomorrow Vayta, Amar Rava, Imhoyemakir mixes hayoyim shiyotza by oisim lacha kol hayoyim kulai. Rava says like this: if you remember that I went out 4 days ago, that's when I left, but I forgot now when Shabbos is. So I know that the day I left, the probably was not Shabbos. So it comes out 8 days from that day that I left. I definitely don't have to keep Shabbos that day. I can do all the malachas. Because I know I didn't leave on Shabbos. That's what Rava says. My Yemakir mixes Hayom Shiyotza. Boy, he knows the day he left. Some girls, Yemakir Skum Hayom Shiyotza, boy. He knows the day he left. Oysa Malacha Kol Hayom Kula. He could do Malacha that whole day. So Gemara Pshita, of course, that's Pashut. Mao the Tame, the Rava says, like this. Mao the Tame, like this. We know he didn't leave on a Friday. We know he didn't leave on a Friday. So if we know for sure he left on a weekday, if he's sure should get 2 days, because any day he left in the week, either Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, he for sure the next day also wasn't Shabbos, because he doesn't leave on a Friday. So for sure the day afterwards also wasn't Shabbos. So maybe he should have 2 days. If he knows which days he left, the 8th and 9th day from that day should always be Mutter. Should always be Mutter. Ma'otei makivin Shabbos l'nafik, ma'al Shabbos l'nami l'nafik, he doesn't go Erev Shabbos either. V'hayi nami v'chamisha v'Shabbos l'nafik, even if he left on Thursday, l'shtrali yimei ben l'lachot r'yei, he should be able to do l'lachot for 2 days straight. M'manav shach. So it may be mutter always 2 days. K'ma'al shalom, no. Zimn v'shkak ha-sherusha makivin l'nafik. Sometimes he does leave on Friday. If he can't find a good caravan, he finds punk the caravan on Friday, he would leave on Friday. It's not covered Shabbos, but he'll leave on Friday. So therefore, he only keep 1 day. And that's sure it's not Shabbos, the day that he left. He's sure about the day he left. That's the only day he keep Shabbos. So to Gemara Vayta, back to the sugya of Shkogos, as we call it. Shkogos. The Mishnah says that Hayadeya Ika Shabbos, he'll bring a Chatos for every single Shabbos. That means the first case the Mishnah was Hashecheach Ika Shabbos. He did not know a Shabbos at all, either because he was Tinuk Shanishba or because he forgot. He forgot about the entire idea of Shabbos. When he remembers, when he does tshuva, he brings one carbon chatos for everything. But it says if he knows about Shabbos, he just forgets every Shabbos that it's Shabbos, then for every Shabbos, he brings a carbon. Menon Emili, how do you know that it's possible someone's mechal a bunch of Shabbosos and is chayiv one, and some, he mechal a bunch of Shabbosos and is chayiv for every Shabbos? How do you know? So it's exeris akosuf. Omer av nachmar avua. Trei koyiksev, says two psukim. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos. And right now the Gemara learns the drasha. Shomrei Shal Shabbos sounds like there's one carbon for all the Shabbosos that he's over. And Shabbos Shal Shabbos means there's brunch of Kabbalahs for every Shabbos he was over. Hakeitzad, Shom Reish also Shabbos, Shmira Achas Shabbos Sarbe. There's one Shmira which means one carbon for a bunch of Shabbos. Beshab Soysai to Shmiru means Shmira Achas or Shabbos for Shabbos. Shab Soysai to Shmiru teaches us the Shmira for every single Shabbos. That's what Shab Soysai to Shmiru means. So there's a Kosev. That one case is one carbon on everything. The other case is each Shabbos has its own carbon. And like the Mishnah explains, that's the Chazal knew that how to split it up is if someone forgot about Shabbos at all, Tinnik Shnishma, he didn't know about Shabbos at all, that's the case being one carbon. But if he knew the idea of Shabbos, he just forgot every Shabbos, he didn't know, but there was days in between, and we say it's EF, so he didn't know Shabbos, that's the case of bringing a carbon for every Shabbos. And that's how he ends up, these two psukim, one says you bring one carbon, one says a lot of kavanas. Now, if Nachman Yitzchak is going to ask a kasha, it's not in halacha, he just holds the drushas are the opposite. He agrees to the same idea that there's sometimes bring one carbon for all the Shabbos and sometimes bring a carbon for every Shabbos. Just like Shaila is in the drushes. Masklov Nachman Yitzchak, Adrab Ibchum Estabro. Veshomim Reish also Shabbos. Yikatayich means Shmira Achas Chol Shabbos Shabbos. Veshomim Reish also Shabbos means for every Shabbos gets its own Shmira. Veshab Soysai to Shmiru, Shmira Achas, the Shabbos is Harbe. Veshab Soysai to Shmiru means Shmira Achas. Shabbos Harbe. Shabbos Sai Tishmaru is one Shmira for a bunch of Shabbos and you bring one carbon. He holds that Drosh is opposite. Shabbos Tishmaru is just one carbon for all Shabbos. And the Shom Reish of Shabbos is that every Shabbos gets its own carbon. That's how he learns the Drosh. But either way, they both agree that the two levels in the Mishnah learned that from Psukim. And that if you Shkechech Ikka Shabbos, then you bring one carbon for the Shabbos when he does Tshuva. Mashainkini Haidea Ikka Shabbos. And if he gets all, and if he gets all the Shabbos, and he dedicates Shabbos, then I'll bring a carbon for each Shabbos.